to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm pleased to say we're joined once again by Matt Brodsky, a man whose intelligence on matters involving particularly the Middle East has been much appreciated by us and makes him a go-to resource for lots of others in Washington and elsewhere around the world. These days he is a senior analyst in Wikistrat's analytic community. He formerly was the director of policy for the Jewish Policy Center. He writes prolifically on many of these subjects and has sent along a new piece for the Jerusalem Post entitled A State Department Gone Rogue on Iran, which I'm anxious to talk with him about. Matt Brodsky, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
Good so let's talk about Iran and what the State Department is up to. Gone Rogue seems, in a way, charitable. It seems to have completely bailed on President Trump and failed to execute his directions. What's your sense of what's going on there?
Well, from what I'm hearing, Secretary of State Tillerson will not lay the groundwork with our allies as for what to do when it comes to recertifying Iran, and that has to happen every 3 months. That comes up every 90 days. Secretary of State Tillerson will provide that to the president, who will certify to Congress, and that is what keeps the sanctions off of Iran, which essentially, from the American perspective, keeps the nuclear deal with Iran in place. And so every 3 months, the issue comes to a head first in April and then recently on July 17th. And Tillerson was supposed to be able to provide options for if President Trump did not want to recertify that Iran was adhering to a certain set of conditions along with the deal. So once again, he has been going his own way, and that's been a problem for the White House, absolutely.
So just to recap, in April, as you say, the first of these reviews under President Trump, the president was essentially given one option. I'm not even sure he was given an option. It sounded kind of as though he was presented with a fait accompli and then was quite
that's
annoyed.
More or less, I mean, you can certainly put it that way. I mean, the fact is, if you can discuss a whole bunch of options and you can do whatever you want, but all of them will have horrible implications if you're just left at the very last second with the fact that we're just not prepared to do anything, which is essentially what the secretary told the president, then, yeah, your only option is to go ahead and recertify for another 30 days.
Now, and then according to Foreign Policy magazine, there was a report that the president had specifically tasked Rex Tillerson to give him options for this second review, which just took place last week in July. What was going on with Rex Tillerson that he wouldn't respond to that direction? And most especially, Matt Brodsky, from your perspective, is there any question about whether the Iranians are in fact not in compliance with their required restrictions and constraints under this so-called agreement?
So a few things on this. Number one, pundits speak about when they're talking about the State Department that it's not fully staffed. Okay, that could be an issue, but a larger issue is the people who are in place, the people running the Iran policy at state, are essentially holdovers from the Obama administration. So you have people in place who are really have a stake in preserving the deal as it is. So even if the secretary is delegating, that's who he's delegating to. So he should be setting up these options to begin with. So either he doesn't know that the implication of keeping the deal going. But I mean, the fact is that Iran has been cheating on the deal. We know that. It's not egregious cheating. It's not giant headline world news grabbing. But it's a lot of cheating on the side that cumulatively adds up to making sure that when the sunset clauses kick in, later down the road with the deal, that Iran will end up being far closer to being able to break out. So, among other things, the United States needs to do a lot of groundwork to prepare, to make sure that if there is cheating, such as is happening right now, that there are a set of penalties that can be imposed.
This is not, unfortunately, the only problem, though, that the White House has with the State Department at the moment. There was a very troubling country reports on terrorism study that was released earlier this this month, Matt Brodsky, that whitewashed, it appears, the Palestinian Authority, among others. There's the problem with Qatar, notably, and I'd like to talk to you about both of those, if we can, quickly. What was going on with this effort to see no evil when it comes to the Palestinian Authority, and why is it that the State Department seems to be completely at odds with the president on the magnitude of the danger that Qatar represents in terms of its support for terrorism as well?
Well, see, it's upsetting to many with who held on to the drain the swamp type of hope when President Trump came in. And obviously there's institutional issues at the State Department, and obviously since they're diplomats, they prefer finesse to force. But when it comes to the issues on Israel, when it comes to Qatar, of course, we just spoke of Iran, he seems to be pulling in the opposite direction, and that's very much a problem. It would seem that the State Department is really interested in making sure that a pathway is open toward negotiating with Israel, and that requires boosting the Palestinian Authority by comparison to Hamas. But that the Palestinian Authority is not actually doing anything that would make anyone indicate that peace could possibly be negotiated anywhere on the horizon, so it seems not to be a intelligent use of time. As far as Qatar,
but more to the point, though, just quickly on that, Matt Brodsky, what they're saying about the Palestinian Authority, that it you know doesn't support terrorism, that it takes actions to prevent it, and that sort of thing is just simply untrue, as you know. But on to Qatar, we're watching as this dispute between the Qataris and many of their partners in the Gulf Coordination Council continues to deteriorate, I guess one might say. The Turks are apparently deploying artillery to Qatar. The Iranians seem to be as involved there as ever. Where is this headed? And again, what is the State Department doing on it?
So the State Department is not, first of all, the State Department has been more on the side of, can we just sweep this whole thing under the rug, and what, and Qatar's past pernicious behavior and current behavior is not considered as big of a problem. That's not, of course, where the president is, who has sided with the others. Now, this seems to be a marriage of convenience from Iran, and that's, of course, a something that happens in the Middle East frequently. But Turkey and Qatar together, they have both been very supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood. They actually have a partnership that is far more enduring. For Iran, this is, you know, from their perspective, to the extent that the Sunni world and the Arab world can be fractured, the better for them. But Qatar specifically, this whole crisis does not show any sign of abating. And the way Turkey is coming into Qatar is kind of undermining the United States at the same time, because why would they need a military base in Qatar if they're a member of NATO and the United States already has the Al Udeid base there, unless they're trying to come up with some other plan that isn't readily known to everyone? You know, it's puzzling.
Matt Brodsky, these are very troubling observations. We'll be watching it closely, as I know will you. Come back to us again soon, if you would. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.